This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Caddo Parish Commissioner and Shreveport mayoral candidate Stephen Jackson held a press conference late yesterday. The purpose was to reveal that he had received an anonymous threat in the form of a crudely made image of a lynching with his picture. The following audio is from the joint media press conference. Mr. Jackson describes this image and what is written on it. I should warn that some of what you are about to hear includes an offensive racist slur that we've bleeped out.
It shows my picture cropped onto a face of former President Barack Obama with obviously what is a noose hanging around his head and what used to be hope saying rope. And it says, leave our statue and our property alone, get out of the race, n***a. And, you know, those are words that I don't take lightly.
Jackson, who is African-American, said someone placed an envelope containing the sheet of paper with the threatening message at the Jackson family home on Ashton Street in Shreveport. The paper with the image was referencing Jackson's participation on a multi-member commission that held public meetings the past year, focusing on the future of the Confederate monument that sits on the Caddo Parish Courthouse grounds. After those meetings, Jackson, along with a majority of Caddo Commission members, voted in favor of removal of the monument, and a recent federal judge's court ruling allows the parish to do that. Jackson said he has received other threats by telephone, but said he will not drop out of the Shreveport mayor's race.
We have turned this over to the proper authorities. We have communicated with them. We will continue to communicate with them, but we're not going to be afraid. We're not dropping out of a race. That can't happen because too much is on the line.
The audio was courtesy of KSLA 12 News, which also reported this morning that the United Daughters of the Confederacy have condemned the anonymous threat and have showed their support of Jackson at the recent press conference. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.